Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have the best vaccine in the world, the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day.
The CDC announced the United States is going to require that all air travelers entering the country show a negative COVID-19 test within one day of departure in response to the Omicron COVID-19 variant. The new one-day testing requirement will apply equally to U.S. citizens as well as foreign nationals. Ghost guns have been banned in Los Angeles, California. Chris Barnes from the New England USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The city of L.A. is banning ghost guns, the council approving an ordinance that prohibits the possession, purchase, sale, and transportation of guns that don't have serial numbers. Violators could face fines of up to $1,000 and 6 months in jail.
Ghost guns are made from do-it-yourself kits or can be designed and created on home 3D printers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Since Roe v. Wade greenlit abortions in 1973, millions of unborn babies have had their lives terminated by the mother. The Roe v. Wade ruling determined it was a woman's choice for her body. Now, several decades later, some states are trying to protect the voiceless babies, restricting how and when an abortion can take place. This morning, the Supreme Court of the United States is hearing arguments on abortion in a case brought forward by the state of Mississippi. Golfer Tiger Woods has reemerged since the horrific SUV crash in Southern California.
Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas. Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Senator Mike Braun, the Republican from Indiana, slammed the Biden administration's efforts to fix the supply chain crisis on Newsmax. Mr. Braun said that the supply chain is not loosening up.
He doesn't appreciate the productive economy where I came from. I was over there soon after he started serving on supply chain, and we were talking about it in his office. So this has been out there for literally 8-9 months. And the fact is, it's getting delayed because there's no measurable improvement. I check in with the business that I used to run for all those years prior to becoming a senator, and the supply chain is not loosening up. And the reason is, pre-COVID, everything was working perfectly. I mean, we had things humming in high gear, and decisions from the Biden administration, calling a one-man wrecking crew, has been to disrupt all of this, from the misnavigation through COVID, where you just disproportionately shut down the real economy. And then he tries to sell this sugar high of spending more money. We got together with a couple groups today on how outlandish this thing is in terms of how much debt it's going to actually add over 10 years. It's closer to probably $2.8 trillion than $300 billion or so, because none of these programs ever get discontinued. In typical gimmicks, any of their revenue doesn't kick in until years 6 through 10.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Kind of crazy stuff going on right now, right? Do you kind of feel it? I don't know what's happening in the force here, Luke Skywalker, but we've got the CEO of Twitter, CEO of Walmart, CEO of CNBC, all resigning on the same day. It's like, okay, what's all that about? You've got SCOTUS now hearing a landmark abortion case, and which we're going to have Terry Beatley, hopefully, she's there. On the steps with everybody, you see all the footage and everything, and she's there talking to the crowd as well. She was the one, I mean, interesting anecdote that she shared with me yesterday, said that today, something like 21 years ago, something like that, 22 years ago, that she made a promise to Bernard Nathanson. Okay, he's the godfather of abortion, as you may remember that name. I mean, he was the one so involved with Planned Parenthood, and it really, I guess, it was the driving force behind Roe v. Wade and all this that was going on. And then he realized, oh my goodness, you know, what a mistake. And Terry was fortunate enough to get together with Bernard Nathanson before he passed, and he pretty much laid out the plan. Here was the strategy. This is how it all came about. Shared it with her. And of course, she's been telling everybody about it ever since, been on the show many times. And but it was to this day, interestingly enough, over 20 years ago, that that she had promised Bernard Nathanson before he passed that she would continue to fight against Roe v. Wade. And here we are with this pivotal opportunity in front of the Supreme Court. And this opportunity is an opportunity for life, okay, for children who have been unrepresented. I agree with Alveda King. Says this is the modern day, this is the modern day civil rights issue. And Rick Manning is, we're standing by for Rick, and he's trying to get a hold of me via my cell phone. And obviously I can't answer my cell phone right now, so Brad will call him and get us connected, because that's what the magic man does. He gets us all connected. And of course, Rick Manning is the president of Americans for Limited Government. And Wednesday is our mornings that we get together and, go over all these issues. But I'm curious to get his read on this. So big issue there in front of the Supreme Court. And what this will basically do in terms of Roe v. Wade is put Roe v. Wade. The whole law and issue of Roe v. Wade will be returned to the states. That's what this is about, is we got 50 incubators across the country, and we're going to let them as it should have been. It should have never been federalized. It should have never been. I mean, this is not a law, as we talked with the attorney Alan Parker yesterday. People want to say, and the president would say, oh, well, you know, it's a, you know, it's a law. It's not a law. You know, this is amazing to me that they insist, because laws come out of Congress. They do not come out of the Supreme Court. And here it is now. It's gotten to the point here where it now is before the Supreme Court once again. And I know many people are praying. They've been fasting over this issue as well. I mean, because look what's standing in the balance here. And as we talked with Alan Parker yesterday, there's so much experiential anecdotes and real life stories about, you know, Roe v. Wade since 1973. You know, we talk about it in a general sense. Over 60 million babies have died, but not a whole lot is being said about the damage that it's done to women and dare I say, an increasing number of men who are finding themselves greatly infected by a by an abortion that they've been involved with. You know, you hear me often talk about, you know, in my conversations with women, they'll say, "Oh, my son would have been 7 or my son would have been 13." It's just, it's heartbreaking, you know, to, it's heartbreaking to hear those kind of stories and the psychological impact that this has on women is, like I said, it is heartbreaking. And this is why this has become such a groundswell. This has been an organic movement of women who have experienced the horrific effects of abortion when they were told, oh, it doesn't matter. It's just a minor issue. We're just taking away some excess skin. And if that's the case, then why am I psychologically impacted? I'm carrying the horror of the death of my child with me till the day I die. And as I say, there's an increasing number of men who are realizing the same thing as well. And this is why this pushback is taking place, and why I pray that, you know, that this does return to the states. Let each of the states, as the way it should have been from the very beginning, let them decide how they want to handle this. So when they talk about Roe v. Wade as a national mandate, as opposed to Roe v. Wade, I mean, will people be able to get still be able to get abortions? Probably. And I got to tell you, I heard one gal, and I got up out of my seat. I just couldn't believe that she was saying, oh, that she saw that there would be a return to, you know, coat hanger abortions. You know, that whole deal is just absurd on its face. But this is one of those big lies. See, this is the problem that we have in our culture today, is these lies keep mounting up. They keep multiplying. And before you know it, you believe it and you find yourself saying the same silly things. There is not, even anecdotal, or even any kind of serious research that says that coat hanger abortions were happening en masse, even before Roe v. Wade. But, you know, this is all, you know, part of the hyperbole and the exaggeration and the lie, dare I say this, that goes along with, hey, it's just a, you know, it's just a tumor. You know, we're just getting that out of there. It's not a problem. You know, no big deal. And here we are, over 60 million babies later that have been aborted. And, you know, in our respect, and how it also has impacted our understanding of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You know, these God-given attributes, how this has affected our culture. You know, this is a time where we were just talking about this last night with another group. This is a time where we really have to really, you know, come to an understanding, a clear understanding and awareness of what's going on, and where we have to turn back to God and really vacate all these lies and embrace the truth. If we're going to get this country back on track, if we're going to do any good for our families, ourselves, you know, and not just ourselves, but the world and the world as we know it today. You know, we've so disrespected life. And this is why, you know, here we are. We find ourselves only one of seven countries that supports abortion to the degree that we do. So that's quite telling, isn't it? And then they look at us as, you know, here we are supposedly the carriers of freedom and liberty, and how we disrespect life. You know, what kind of representative can we possibly be for life when we so disrespect it on so many levels? and how it affects our perspective and our worldview, whether it has to do with justice or any other aspect of our lives and our culture, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure we're going to have Rick Manning on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming at 15 minutes after.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent, we are just like we are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and we got Rick Manning from us. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
I know he's there. Okay. Hey, I'm doing here. Great. Yes, he's here. He's here in the flesh, and we love it. So much to talk about with so little time here. First of all, President Biden, warmly welcomed, so to speak, satirically speaking. in Minnesota. This follows some recent stops that he's made. The natives, none too happy with the president these days.
No, he's. I think he's surprised by the fact that he actually has to deal with real people who aren't paid to like him. Mm-hmm. They don't like him very much, and people have come to realize that the Biden policies mean higher prices, and there's an effective 6.5% tax increase due to inflation on everything we buy. And
exactly
the truth, the average person out there was skeptical at best about him, and now they're really, really think everything he's doing is designed to wrest control of the D.C. and take it away from them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and here he is in this speech, and you had to know that audience was shilled. I mean, they were clapping like some trained seals, and even then there wasn't a whole lot of passion and gravitas behind their support of what he was trying to sell. It was all, I kept thinking, is Jen Psaki out there in front with a sign that says, you know, with an applause sign, you know, holding it up just to remind people, hey, these are the applause points, you know?
Well, remember a year ago during the campaign, the guy couldn't draw 12 people in a 1,000-seat room. You know, 85 million people voted for him, though. You know, so I just remember his, you know, his events where he literally had people sitting in little crop circles away from him, and it was
right.
Pathetic. Mm-hmm. And he's in that same position now. They bring, you know, people come in because it's the President of the United States, and, you know, they clap when the applause sign comes on. But truth of the matter is there is absolutely no enthusiasm for his agenda, and people understand this is a failed president.
Yeah, inside of a year. I mean, it has happened so fast, all that's going on. And then you add to it. Yesterday was quite interesting. I was sharing this with the audience. You've got the Cuomo situation with CNN.
Mm.
That's quite telling. They didn't normally, you know, they would surround the wagons, but it was so untenable. Zucker had no choice but to, you know, finally suspend him. And then you had the CEO of Twitter, CEO of Walmart, and CEO of CNBC all resigning. What's going on here? Same day, same time, just about.
Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of people who are drawing correlations with the Maxwell trial, the Epstein trial up in right. It's happening up in the Northeast. I don't know that there's a correlation. I do think it's really strange. The CNN thing is CNN's been sold. And the new owner believes they ought to be a news network again. And as a result, you know, Cuomo's on a leave of absence, circling the firing bin. It's all because
yes.
The CNN new ownership is not going to allow them to be what they've been for the last 5-6 years. They're going to try to turn them back into a center-left news network rather than a far-left opinion network.
You're talking a wholesale change here. I mean, Don Lemon, the rest of them, I mean, how do they hold their positions there?
I don't think they do. You know, I think they're going to get to find out if they have an audience as they try to sell streaming services because, you know, they are going to be looking for wholesale change. The one person who might survive this is just my guess, I think Erin Burnett, because she's got a background in terms of business news.
Yes.
I think she might
right.
have a chance of surviving, but the rest are just talking head shills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the thing is, even as talking head shills, there's a lot of loss of credibility over the years because of the things that they have supported and backed up. I mean, it's just been one loser after another. And, go ahead.
Yeah, they forced the audiences. The audiences had to suspend belief to watch them.
Mm.
It became a cheerleading squad that really didn't deal with any facts, didn't let facts get in the way of any commentary. And, you know, they have to do a complete rebrand, and that means the faces of CNN all have to change because they have to effectively try to go back, you know, 20 years in time. And even, you know, remember in the 90s, we called them the Clinton News Network because they were shilling for Clinton back then. But at least they tried to pretend to be do it in a regular news format. So that's what the new ownership aspires to be.
Yeah. Enos Kanter, now a citizen of the United States and a new last name. It's Enos Cantor Freedom, huh?
That's so great. It's a, you know, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the
we did.
This is the crown jewel
on it all. Yeah, exactly.
This guy's born in Turkey. He comes to America because of his basketball skills. And he discovers a great place. He discovers a place he wants to be a part of. And we have these people who are born here, who are blessed with all sorts of physical talent, who are blessed with all the money they could ever want because of that physical talent. And they hate the country that provides them the opportunity. And Enos Cantor Freedom now is just showing us all what the rest of the world really sees when they look at America. And that's, we truly are still the land of opportunity if we just don't blow it. And that's what we have, there's no doubt, is trying not to blow that and fight for it.
Well, and the thing is, there are blemishes. And, of course, a big blemish is being addressed today at the Supreme Court as they're hearing this abortion case. And look what's happening there, Rick. I mean, this has been a groundswell organic movement because of all the experience in 1973. We spoke to an attorney yesterday. He's representing over 2,300 women who have had post-abortive complications, serious problems and disasters as a result of abortion procedures. And, you know, that's just a small group, and this is just one attorney. I mean, how many other thousands around the country have been, have been the effect of botched abortions and what have you? I mean, we've heard stories endlessly, but this is all this organic movement that's bubbling up that, you know, the people are, it's interesting because here we go, this hashtag movement that, you know, women need to be heard and we need to protect women and this sort of thing. And yet the forces, even from the female side, don't really care about protecting women. They don't mind if an abortion facility doesn't have, entrance or rights into a nearby hospital. That doesn't matter that they're protected. And meanwhile, you've got women who are seriously injured and are, you know, dealing with, adverse effects as a result of an abortion. And that's just physical stuff. We're not even talking yet about all the psychological damage that's done. And this is all part of this anecdote that the Supreme Court is going to hear. And I think that they will make the right decision and send the whole issue of abortion back to where it belongs. And that's back to the individual states and get the federal government out of the way.
Yeah, I think that there is a really good chance that it will occur, but the Supreme Court surprised me on things in the past, so I hesitate to be too optimistic. But yeah, there's a sea change, and the sea change is in the younger generation. For all the things we talk about the younger generation, some frustrations, the fact of the matter is the youngest generation is more pro-life than certainly the baby boomer generation. And
exactly.
As a result, you look at it and you say, you know, there's something here. It's something moving, and it certainly didn't come from the social media they receive and all the inputs they get on the through the web. So there's something moving here, and I think that we're seeing a result of people saying this is just wrong. It's
exactly.
They have expectations for treatment, and they say, you know, we know what life is, and you can't kill people. And ultimately, I think that value is seeped through all the PR garbage that the baby boomers have tried to impose on everybody else. And I say that as a baby boomer.
Yeah. Well, I say experience defines preference, and we are preferring life over death.
No, you missed
Thank you, Rick Manning.
Mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments this morning in a challenge to Mississippi's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The Supreme Court's decision in the abortion case will affect dozens of states. TV celebrity and heart surgeon Dr. Oz is running for a soon-to-be-vacated Senate seat in Pennsylvania.
My parents immigrated here legally, and our country provided unparalleled opportunities that have benefited me. And I feel firmly it is time to repay my debt.
Dr. Oz on Fox News. NASA has warned that an asteroid bigger than the Eiffel Tower will break into Earth's orbit in just about a week. The huge 1,082-foot space rock is heading our way and should skim past us on December 11th. Asteroid 4660 Nearis will come within 4.6 million miles of Earth. That puts it in a potentially hazardous category. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Pascoe is joining us, the Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund political director and TPP's man in Washington, where the heat is being turned up there, Bill Pascoe. You know, I think that the natives indeed are restless. They're fed up with this administration that wants to do everything they can to destroy the middle class, throw away every benefit and advantage that we have in America for God only knows what.
You're right, for God only knows what, Bill. I can't explain it. Don't ask me to explain it. I don't get it. Things were going.
Yeah, because you tell people, you go, well, you know, the Marxists have taken over, but they just cannot seem to get their brain around that. They just cannot. You know, Americans are so well intended by and large. The majority, the heart of Americans are, you know, they just want to go work hard, provide for their families, think the best of others. This is why, you know, politics today has just gotten so dirty and messy, and people don't want to talk about politics anymore. But the fact of the matter is that we need to have a purging of the dirtiness of politics, because it is so corrupt, and it has us at each other's throats. And that's the way politics and people that I say politics in general sense, I should say politicians who are hell-bent on control and power, that's what they want. They want us at each other's throats because they don't want us to look really at the real problem. But what's happening, you know, when you see President Biden going on, you know, whether it's, you know, Minnesota, you know, the last several stops, Connecticut, New Jersey, even in Massachusetts, the natives are restless. They're not too happy. I mean, they're letting him know that his policies stink.
Well, you're absolutely right. And here's the biggest problem and the biggest solution. The stakes are way too high because we're talking about piles of money that are literally unconscionable. We're talking about in the spring, we spent $1.9 trillion. Just a few weeks ago, they passed another $1.2 trillion spending bill. Now they're talking about a spending bill that they say is going to spend about $1.75 trillion. If you actually cost it out, it gets closer to $4 trillion. So we're talking about spending somewhere between $6 and $8 trillion in additional money beyond the $5 trillion that the government regularly spends. When you have a pile of money that big, there's just too much incentive to be for the corruption. You can't stop the corruption when the pile of money gets to be that big. So,
well, and the damage. Is, so go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say the answer is to stop. That's it.
Yes.
Stop with the piles of money. If you want to get rid of the corruption, reduce the size of the pile of money that they're fighting over, and then it will become a greater incentive to go try to make money the right way, the proper way, the noble way, without stealing it from your fellow neighbors and countrymen. This is what we got to do. This amount of money that we're talking about has turned everything black, and even people with the best of intentions, when you throw that much money at them, things are going to happen, and they're not going to be things that we like.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the pandemic and infection. I mean, this in itself is self-inflicted. What it is doing to the body politic, how it is influencing people's thinking, you know, not to go to work. I mean, suddenly you got 4 million people going, hey, I'm out of here. I'm quitting my job. Well, wait a minute. How does 4 million people just decide they're going to quit their job? I mean, what else are they going to do? Are they going to go off the grid, go work at the gig economy and get paid under the table? I mean, what's happening here? Not to mention the others who are going to take advantage. They've been taking advantage, whether it is with, rent abatements and all that, this big mess that's going on. I mean, you start to infect the psychology of the body politic in such a way that you're going to have less people who are producing and more people who are taking, because this is what they've been conditioned to expect by the people that we elected into office, which it's been warned from day one that you cannot do this. You cannot buy people's votes. And this is what the Democrats, I know people are, well, both sides do it. No, really, the Democrats are experts. They're black belt, 10-degree black belts in buying the vote. And they know how to work this, and they do it time and again, and they influence the body politic so that they will remain in power. That's the bottom line.
And don't forget, even as they're working with one hand to buy the vote everywhere, on the other hand, we've got the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, saying that she still really wants to have banks report on the financial activities of everybody. You know, they originally started off, they had that threshold so low, $600 a year. If you had a bank account that had $600 of activity, that's a good lemonade stand, for crying out loud.
Exactly. And look who gets caught in the net, the everyman. They're not going to go after people, you know, who can fight against it and that sort of thing. So they're going to go when you go and you consider the history of taxation in America, it started with, hey, we're going to go after that 1%, that top 1%. Well, that lasted about a year, because when they realized that they were going after that top 1%, they had their attorneys and the money to where they could fight them off, and they got bruised so much. They said, well, forget about that 1%. Let's just aim our guns to the 99%, because they don't have the band of attorneys, and we can force them, we can manipulate them a lot easier, and that's been the story of taxation ever since. So this whole idea, I mean, now they're not even, you know, they kind of throw it out there, oh, they ought to pay their fair share and all that. That's still a ruse, because they're not going to, unless you do some sort of flat tax situation. And they don't want to do that either, because you got too many employees in the IRS, not to mention another, 85,000 waiting in the wings to come on and be employed as well, just to even make our government all the more bloated and even more inefficient.
Well, let's just close this out. So they got beat severely about the head and shoulders when they talked about the threshold at $600. If you've got a bank account that's got $600 of activity in a year, they want to know about it. So they said, oh, no, you're right. That's too low a threshold. We'll raise it to $10,000. $10,000, my goodness. At 2,000 hours a year, that's a 40-hour week, times 50 weeks of the year, you get 2,000 man hours. That means if you make $5 an hour, if you have a job and you make $5 an hour, they want to know about your banking. That's just absurd. It's absolutely, you're not going to find, people who make $5 an hour are not cheating the IRS, for goodness sake. This is ridiculous. It's absurd. It's outrageous. And it just goes to show that, unfortunately, when we're talking about a resurgence of Marxism, we're not talking about a telethon of Groucho and Harpo, for goodness sake. We're talking about Carl. We're talking about communism coming to Washington with a totalitarian attitude by the government that they should be in control of everything and they will decide what we get to keep. It starts
the fact of the matter, the fact of the matter is that we have to wake up. The Marxists are here. They are the enemies within. They control the levers of our government. This is why we don't understand what's going on in the southern border. We don't understand what's happening, you know, with our military. We don't understand what's happening with our economy, how this pandemic is being handled. Because it is anything but constitutional. It is anything that you and I grew up with and understood about the land of the free and the home of the brave. I mean, we are at war and we don't even realize it, and we're allowing the Marxists to gain more ground as we're slow to figure this out. Bill, a little over a minute left, and I just want to get your read on this new book from Miranda Devine, The Laptop from Hell. I mean, I'm hearing lots of buzz about this deal.
I'm hearing the same thing. We're beginning to see excerpts. I have not got my hands on a copy yet, but it's at the very top of my list. We're talking about the Hunter Biden laptop that came to light in October of 2020, with just weeks to go before the end of the presidential election. The New York Post broke the story. Fourth largest circulation newspaper in the country, founded by Alexander Hamilton, one of the founding fathers, a tradition of excellent journalism. Miranda Devine is the correspondent, the journalist who's been on top of that story from day one. She's got a book out now that goes into excruciating detail, just from the excerpts that I've seen, that make clear that Joe Biden lied to us from the very beginning when he said that he had nothing to do, he didn't know anything about his son's overseas business dealings. That's apparently just shot full of lies. And the book makes very clear what the truth is.
We got to leave it there. Bill Pascoe, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Going on right now, you know, it just seems like it's all coming to a head. You've got all these CEOs that are resigning, interestingly, all in a day, and some are trying to say there must be some sort of Ghislaine Maxwell connection. I don't know that to be the case. I mean, it's just interesting that all this is going on at the same time. You've got the release of Miranda Devine's new book, Laptop from Hell, that really, I mean, this is information that's been out there for a while, but this is something that the mainstream media, you know, originally they talked about it being Russian misinformation, right? Well, you know, this has all been stuff that's been documented, even going back to Peter Schweizer's infamous book talking about Biden Inc., and it's taken a while. And as I asked Peter, you know, a while back, I said, Peter, why is it taking so long? He says, it just does. And I mean, you know, even with the Clinton Foundation and all that, it takes about 3 years. It cycles in, it cycles out. And look at how they're still able to get away with all this. But we'll see what's happening. And I got to tell you, the way the response has been towards this president, his polling numbers, his lack of reception, warm reception in these different parts of the country that he's been going to, people that supposedly voted for him en masse, you know, they say that, you know, that 85 million people voted for him. I don't know that 85 million people voted for him. I know that he got 85 million votes. But I don't know that 85 million people voted for him. I'll leave it at that. The Numbers USA Deputy Director Chris Chmielewski is back with us, and we're going to be talking, speaking of which, the president's immigration enforcement priorities. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me back. Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. Let's break it down. You know, we were talking earlier with Bill Pasco from the Tea Party Patriots. And that is that America is having a hard time understanding what is going on with our government, because so much of what's happening is antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. And yet these elected officials were the ones that raised their hands to say that they were here to defend, to protect our interest and to protect our country against enemies, foreign and domestic. Well, what happens when you become the enemy? I guess somehow that allows you to cross your fingers and say your oath of office doesn't count, I guess.
Yeah. You know, the president's supposed to, or the oath that he takes, he's supposed to uphold the laws of the land. But when it comes to immigration enforcement, they're doing pretty much the exact opposite. So this week, they made the announcement about a month and a half ago, but this week they started to they began implementing the new Biden priority enforcement plan, and essentially, you know, if you're in the country illegally and you haven't raped or murdered somebody, you're pretty safe from enforcement. And again, This is in combination with the fact that we've got over 100,000 people crossing the border every single month illegally. And, you know, now I hear the Biden administration is talking about implementing a travel ban for Americans who are traveling abroad over the holidays. So may make it more difficult for Americans to get back into the country because of the new COVID variant. But cross the border illegally, no problem.
and you don't need a vaccine. You don't need a mask. There's no infectious vetting whatsoever, COVID testing. I mean, this is an absolute mess. And what are we up to now, Chris? Last number I heard was in excess of 1.7 million so far this year.
So far for the calendar year, right. And of course, the fiscal year runs from, October 1 to September 30th. So we're actually already into fiscal year 2022. But, you know, the numbers for the first month of 2022 don't look any better than they did for the last month of fiscal year 2021. And,
why should it? Why should it, Chris? I mean, they haven't implemented anything to stop the flow. I mean, here is we're still paying people not to build, not to build the wall, and now they're talking about paying them to get rid of all the material and to tear it down.
And the House of Representatives, right before the Thanksgiving holiday, they passed an amnesty that would protect roughly 7 million illegal aliens who are living in the country and give them work permits so they can compete with Americans for any job.
As well as I do, that number is a facade. That isn't 7 million. I mean, that's like everything else that we're talking about, budget, talk about money. You know, it starts at 1.75 million. Then when the CBO and you do the final analysis, then you're up to $5, $6 trillion. The government officials, they don't know how to count. I don't know what math course they went to, but, it's even like you get the head of national security and you ask him over the border, you ask him, Mayorkas, you're asking him about how many people came and went and, they couldn't give you a number. And then it was kind of like, well, maybe 12,000 people. I mean, estimated numbers. Like, wait a minute. You're kidding me, right? You're just letting people come in and without being accounted for. How are you going to know, that when it's time for them to show up for a hearing, whether they showed up or not? They don't care. It doesn't matter.
No. And going back to that estimate, you're absolutely right. Just, the CBO released its score, and their score of the House bill is that it would impact about 6.5 million people in the country illegally. But again, the people who would be eligible under the House PATH plan is anybody who's been in the country illegally since 2011. Now, we haven't had a government estimate of the illegal alien population in quite a few years. The last one was, I think, in 2013, and that one estimated that there were close to 12 million people. So if you're saying that this is going to impact everybody who came into the country by 2011, and the government even itself says there were more than 11 million people here back then, then where are you getting the 6.5 number from? It's just ludicrous to me.
Well, they've been living on that 11 million number for decades.
Right. Yep.
I mean, come on, give me a break. It just doesn't happen. You know, we know that is a lousy number, but this is all, again, to control the narrative and to lie to the American people and make it seem not so bad. As if it's, whatever the number is, 11, 30 million, it's like, who's going to pay for this? Who's paying for it? Who's paying for their health care? Who's paying for the kids' education? And it's all under the guise that down the road that, they'll pick it up in these are new taxpayers, supposedly.
Yeah. And you make a good point. They're supposedly going to prevent these folks from accessing federal welfare benefits. Although, again, that's the House passed bill. So this thing still has to go through the Senate, and then the Senate is going to change it. And they're going to if they do change it and can pass something, they'll have to send it back to the House. So it may become worse before it's over with. But, you care. I mean, there's something, as long as you're allowing these people to stay in the country legally, they can go to any emergency room and never have to pay the bill after that.
Somebody's going to have to pay the bill, and that's going to be the U.S. taxpayers.
Chris, you know, they're talking a red wave come the midterms, but we're going to need a red wave for a long time, and I mean a serious red wave. I don't mean a bunch of rhino red wave people. I mean people that are really serious, that are willing to make some very difficult decisions here, because this mess has gone on way too long. The rabid, corruption that's taken place, to get this country back on track, it's going to take some serious leadership, and leadership that has the boldness and audacity to not worry about getting reelected, but doing what's right for the American people. But right now, in the political milieu of it all and our current gene pool, I don't see where that's going to happen.
Yeah. And common thought, my concern is if there is a red wave, what sort of Republicans are going to be elected to the House of Representatives and into the U.S. Senate? There's this common thought amongst Republicans that's existed for years and years and years and years that you have to be supportive of amnesty. You know, the old legal immigration, right, good, illegal immigration bad sort of line that they've stuck by. But now what we're finding is, you know, Trump did well with some of the minority groups, and he had one of the toughest stances you can possibly have as on the immigration issue. And we're also finding that through our own polling and a huge national poll done by Harvard Harris just a couple of weeks before Thanksgiving, found that, yeah, the minority groups are really, really disturbed by what's happening along the border and the lack of interior enforcement by the Biden administration when it comes to immigration. So, you know, I think just, you know, it's back to the old law and order thing. If you have Republicans that are dedicated to stopping it, yeah.
Well, it stands to reason, Chris, because these communities they're the ones that are affected. That's ground zero.
Right.
They are the ones that are readily affected, and nobody's talking to them. But it's their communities that are being impacted. It's their communities that these MS-13 gangs are going to. They're not hanging out over at Nancy Pelosi's palace.
That's for sure. And right, when you look back at the exit polling data, you saw the huge gains by Trump amongst Hispanics along those border territories along the southern border, because they're the ones most affected by it. But you're
exactly
also seeing it in northern cities where folks who are crossing the border illegally are getting relocated to. You know, they're hopping planes and flying them to places like New York and Washington D.C. and Philly and
right,
Florida. So.
See, all the minorities are saying, show me the money. You know, we've given you our vote for decades, and we have nothing to show for it. And Donald Trump was the first one in a long time that moved the needle, and this is what was scaring the holy what have you out of the Democrats, because they didn't have a stranglehold anymore on the black vote, the Hispanic vote. You know, they're wising up to what's going on, and the deal is, you see, it took an outsider. And that's what I'm saying, is it going to be another outsider, but somebody that really that comes in with gravitas to hold the Republican leadership? But if you're going to hold on to the same Republican leadership, then I'm not sure we're going to get the revolution that we would hope for. Chris Chmielewski, thank you, buddy.
The power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity? This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.